Lord Nityananda said he means liquor. And Lord Chaitanya just basically ran out of the house and jumped into the Ganges without changing his clothes and started swimming all the way up to Shantipur, which is where Dvaitacharya was. So one does have to be careful about what one eats. Prabhupada actually said that food cooked by devotees. As far as possible, I mean, we don't want to be too crazy about it, fanatic about it. But I'm pretty strict about it. I mean, sometimes I go places to attend seminars and there's no devotees to cook for me, so I just eat raw food. I just go to the supermarket and buy raw food, like avocados and different things. And you have plenty of things you can buy. Nobody ever died by eating raw food. Sometimes you live longer by eating raw food. People have died by eating too much halva, though. So, any other questions or comments? Yeah.
This is in regards to being a Vaishnava. Prabhupada says that anyone who chants, even Krishna, like Hare Krishna, Vajrayi, Bhagavan, is a Vaishnava.
Yeah.
But suppose if I say Krishna, that doesn't really mean that I'm a Vaishnava. But isn't Prabhupada saying that because of his elevated consciousness?
That, and the Prabhupada is saying that because eventually they will manifest their qualities as a Vaishnava. Like Prabhupada one time said about his disciples, he said, all my disciples are pure devotees. So I was thinking about that one for a while. And then I understood. It's just like when you have a fruit tree, there's a little bud that comes out. And one sense, the bud, if it's allowed to grow properly, will become the fruit, right? So it is the fruit, but it'll take some time. So if one chants Hare Krishna once, hearing from a pure devotee, then eventually they will become. Of course, it maybe takes several births, yes. So Rupa Goswami says if someone who chants Hare Krishna once, we offer respects in the mind. And someone who is properly initiated, we make friendship with them, serve them, and someone who is on a higher platform, we actually serve them. So, yeah, so we respect if someone says Hare Krishna once. I mean, even there's that story about Lord Chaitanya's associate, Gadadhar Das, not Gadadhar Pandit Goswami. He went to the Muslim Qazi in the middle of the night, woke him up, and said, chant Hare Krishna. And the Muslim Qazi said, tomorrow I'll chant Hare Krishna. And then Gadadhar said, Jai, you've already chanted Hare Krishna. You know, so if one could chant Hare Krishna once, it's great. Even one time. Yes, question. He stopped chanting because he wasn't allowed to ask questions?
No, he stopped going to the church.
Church.
Because he was asking too many philosophical questions.
Well, because they didn't have much philosophy. So that's why we have philosophy. Prabhupada said, religion without philosophy is sentimental. And philosophy without religion is mental speculation. So they're both dry. So you can't have... If you have one without the other, you don't really have, you know, real religion. You need both. Philosophy and, of course, emotion, too. You know, religion without philosophy is just sentimental, because then people believe any damn thing. Like if you analyze why people in different religions, and I don't want to point out any specific religion, believe things, it has nothing to do with what the original founder taught. I mean, let's say, you know, you take Christianity or the Islamic tradition, look at what the original person taught, look at what Jesus Christ taught, and compare it to what they believe now. And it's really different. Completely different. I mean, I could tell you historically, but it's not a topic for class. It's really different. So we have to... We have Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. And we're lucky because we have the original words of Prabhupada, which is amazing. They're recorded. They're written down. There's no question that Prabhupada said or didn't say something. I mean, sometimes devotees speculate Prabhupada said something, but we know. But let's take Buddhism, for example. People don't know what Buddha actually said. There was no one with a tape recorder there or an MP3. There's another phone. Joy. Everybody has a mobile phone. It gives a musical interlude in class. So we know exactly what Prabhupada said, so why should we change? But as far as what Buddha said, who knows? And even Lord Jesus Christ, you know, did he know exactly what he said? Was there anyone there taking notes? Because the people who wrote the Gospels, the Synoptic Gospels, were not Jesus' original followers. It was like 50, 70 years later that they were written down. And so, and even then, they don't follow the Bibles. So the point is, they have to have a philosophy and they have to know philosophy. There's a difference between the two. We have a philosophy, but many devotees don't know philosophy. That means, philosophy means to know logic and reasoning, and I'm not going to get into the details, you know, inductive understanding, deductive understanding. Devotees should learn these things, at least simple stuff. Okay, I think it's time for prasadam, which is more important than philosophy. So, all glorious to His divine grace. Śrīla Prabhupāda, Śrīla Prabhupāda, Ki Jai.